Welcome back. It's Tom Bell here. And on this podcast, it's me being unapologetically me, bringing you all things purpose and passion. And on today's show, we have Mor Rotem, life mentor. Oh my goodness, what a title. I'm super excited to have you on here today, Mor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, I mean, I can even see in your background, it's like cool and it like seems like spiritual and earthly and it looks really, really cool. Big beaming smile. I know that you're you put out a lot of really positive content, but for people who haven't yet come across you on their journey, could you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a spiritual and motivation teacher. I'm a life mentor. I'm doing this for as much as I remember myself. Although in the beginning, I did not know that I'd do that. What else? I have four magical kids. I'm living in Israel. I'm 40. Yeah, that's me.
Well, spiritual life is treating you well. I think that if people were to guess who's older out of you and I am in fact only 35 for anyone that's actually watching this. And yes, Mor is older than I am, but you look youthful and you know, I can see that I'm the older one. Maybe I should be getting into the moisturizers or things now that I'm doing video podcasts.
I don't want to ruin nothing, but I'm not doing anything, like not coloring, not even putting makeup. This is not.
Well, yeah. You know, it could very well be that, you know, you're living your purpose and living your passionate life and maybe that ages us slower. Like maybe that's not something that one of the makeup brands can probably bottle, like Passion by L'Oreal. I don't know if L'Oreal's listening to this. They're like, well, actually, we're in the middle of bottling it right now. I don't know if that's the thing, but it's certainly a fun topic. So being a mum, four kids, I mean, like that's a challenge in itself. And so you've just felt like you've got this calling to be able to help other people and share a positive message on such a regular basis. I mean, how are you finding time to juggle all of that?
Yeah, well, this is like the major question that people are asking me because first of all, I'm divorced. So I'm raising them on my own, practically on my own, and love every moment of it. They give me power and strength, energy, drive to move on, you know, and just keep on doing whatever I like. I love to observe them every day. So something that miracle is happening with kids because they are practically living the purpose of all of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are growing up with all this tremendous joy and happiness and curiosity in life and everything is very exciting for us. And then we get all the obligations and all the things that you have to do. And then you're going back into the box and you forget your nature and your nature is happiness and joy and fun and experiencing new things. And to absorb four kids all the time, that's really inspiring to me.
Yeah. Love and it's a blessing to be a parent. Like, you know, I can watch a kid, the kids with bubbles, right? Like you give kids just like a little thing of the bubbles and they pull them out. I don't know if you've like, you'd obviously have them there. And then the bubbles are going everywhere and they're like, go, and they're chasing them and they want to pop them and it's their turn. They want to blow them. It's like, if you could bring that level of joy, the level of joy that kids have for bubbles into anything that you do in life, your life would immensely be better, surely. So it is a good thing about being a parent because whilst it brings a lot of work and a lot of challenges, it doesn't matter because it's outweighed by all the awesomeness and the love and being a good role model for the kids too. So that's nice.
It really depends where your focus is because I could, you know, say right now it's hard and it's difficult and it is sometimes and it is challenging a lot of the times, but how do you observe, what is your point of view about experiencing new things, dealing with challenges? What is your point of view on that? I'm excited when something like that's happening. So this is only about your point of view about things,
Oh, I like it, change in perspective. That's cool. So before you've come across this life mentor title, like were you doing something else? Like were you working somewhere and thinking like, you know what, this isn't for me and perhaps a life change came about or what was it pre-life mentor that you were doing?
Wow. I've been working for the past 16 years with pregnant women around pregnancy, birth, and afterbirth, physically and emotionally. That was like finding the most extreme situation that women can find themselves and just be there for them in any way that I can. And this is what I did. This is what I thought. I did a lot of jobs during, you know, during my life, between being a waitress to a bartender, cleaning houses. I did it all, definitely did it all, because I need to provide to my four kids. But with that, I was focusing on helping people because I felt that I have a lot of love and light inside of me to give. So I found that people, women in this situation needed the most help. This is what I thought at that time. So this is what I used to do.
And so then, like, what was it about being a life mentor in particular? Like, of all of the things, of all of the places that you could go to help, how did you settle on that?
Well, during the Corona time, which is like 6 months ago, I'm meditating for the past 3 years. I'm meditating every day, every morning. And that really changed my life. I started 6 years ago when I met Esther Hicks, Abraham Hicks.
Oh, wow.
I didn't meet her in person. I wish it's going to be someday. And a friend introduced me to her, YouTube videos. And from that point on, everything changed. 3 years ago, I started meditating. That gave me another push. And then in the Corona time, I felt such an enormous joy and happiness. And everybody around me was really sad and scared. And one day I just felt, after a really strong meditation, I felt strong connection to the whole world. Like, everybody's connected. I felt the roots. I felt the connection between all of us. And then it struck me that I'm taking all the light and the love that I have to give and the guidance to just a really small part of the popularity. How do you say it? Help me with the English. Yeah,
population.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then I decided I'm just going to open everything that I'm doing with pregnant women, just open it to everyone. I love working with men, women, all ages, kids. So this is what I started doing this. It took me a while to have the ability to say I'm a life mentor. I needed to jump over this gap of being shy or being modest. You know, I'm not that, but I am.
Imposter syndrome, they say. It's like, you know, you're there and you're like, oh, who, you know, it's not me, whatever else. Like, I keep hearing this imposter syndrome. And so then what did you do to work past that? Like, because, you know, a lot of people would come up to that and go, oh, no, I can't see myself actually saying that to someone else, friends, family, the world. I mean, you know, it might just be you and I that watch this and my mom. Do you know, like, that might be the only people that watch this episode. I don't know. Or it could be a million people that watch this episode. Like, we don't know. So sometimes, you know, putting out there yourself and putting this label or a title and all of what comes with that can seem like really big. Like, can I fill those shoes? Can I really do that? So for you, what was it that you did? Like, if you had to teach somebody else the process, boom, they've hit that wall and they're there having the same feelings of like, no, it's not me. I'm not big enough or grand enough. How do you get past that?
Well, I think it's basically understanding that your mind does not want to change. I've been studying a lot from Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's talking a lot. I love science. I'm not connected with, although you can say I look spiritual and stuff, yeah, but this, I do not connect myself with something that it has no base. Like, you have nothing tangible to feel in this world. I have the science to support everything that I'm teaching. And he's talking about that your brain actually does not want you to change at all. Wherever is comfortable for you to stay, he will give you all the excuses that you want. So I started to pay attention to the inner voice saying, I want to do this, I want to do this. And I start researching myself, like, what am I feeling at that point? What is a good feeling for me? How can I recognize in myself when I have an inspiration or I have an idea from a person somewhere around me? What is my inner voice? I start hearing it and I start acting on it. And I just saw miracles. Things are happening, money's flowing, find the amazing apartment, find everything that I want comes to me. And this is like magic, seriously, this is magic, but it's not, it's science. And you can actually prove everything about when you need to, when you want something, when you have inspiration about something and you believe in yourself, after you work, you know, you have to, how do you say it? You have to try yourself. It's like your trust. If you meet someone, right? You meet someone, then to gain your trust, he needs to do a couple of things over and over again. So you will see that he's trustworthy, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing you're doing with yourself. So try yourself again and again. Be focused on something. Have a clear thought about something and then try it. It can be a, you know, finding a parking lot somewhere you're not supposed to find, mm-hmm. or thinking strong about someone and somehow he reaches out to you. You know, this interview was exactly this. I was meditating like 2 days before you wrote to me. I never mm-hmm. met you. Mm-hmm. I don't even meant to push, you know, the follow button. I just scroll and stop. And what happened is that I meditated and I thought to myself, I love to interview. I love to talk. I love to bring my light and information to people. So I wish someone will ask me questions so I can guide people more easily. And then you wrote to me. Now, I wasn't amazed. It happened to me so many times in so many situations. So what I'm saying is just try yourself. Put a goal, a clear goal, and then follow it. And your confidence in yourself will stick to it. And then things will start rolling and rolling. Do not expect things to happen immediately if it's something that it's very important to you because you have a resistance inside. So you have to start with small things. So this is what my life have been for the last 3 years. And in this Corona time, I just said, you and I don't know if you can say it, everyone. I'm just gonna do what my heart's saying right now. And whatever comes to me, comes to me. And everything just happened since then. So
that's really interesting, right? So, you know, it's a time in our lives where science is, there's a lot of people out there talking science, quantum physics and all different things. And so, you know, but it's those synchronicities. It's those moments where you need something to happen and all of a sudden, boom, it happens. Like I was having a chat to a lady today about how I'm just supremely lucky. Like I know I'm incredibly lucky. And it doesn't mean that I'm not in a Lamborghini or whatever else, but it's like when I need something, it a door will open, someone will tap me on the shoulder, something. And I just know then just to kind of cruise through life looking for those things. Yes, I have to do work. Yes, I have to turn up. Yes, I have to have faith. Yes, I'm sometimes up and down, right? Because life can be a little bit of a roller coaster. I haven't mastered being up all the time, but something will just happen. Well, and that's right, isn't it?
I have to say something because you struck a chord that a lot of people are all or nothing. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of people. And that's, again, your mind does not want you to change. Therefore, he's saying you have to have a lot of money. If you don't have a lot of money, you're not successful. This is, you know, this is not true. You don't have all or nothing. But you do have to see that the world is small steps. It's a process to, you know, a friend of mine told me a few days ago, thank God that nothing that I'm thinking about is happening exactly. Mm-hmm. Because I'm thinking a lot of the time, not good things. So it's good that we have a process to things that are coming up to us. And always you need to try more, but your focus has to be on those moments. Like you're having, let's say, like I talk about this interview. I've been talking in my head about this interview since the first time you wrote to me. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, I did it. First of all, thank you. Thank you and thank the world and the universe and God and whoever you want to call it. you know? And then it's happening to me. Someone is interviewing me. I feel so lucky to do that. I feel so happy to do that. I'm like talking in my head over and over about my success. So I'm building a new net in my head, a new neural network in my head that's saying I'm a successful person and I can create everything that I ever wanted.
See, that's interesting, right? So it's like, you know, the idea, like, and are we taught this, you know, like, are we actually taught that if you can conceive it, you can achieve it, right? So conceive, believe, achieve. So, but there is a lag, because otherwise, you know, who knows what would be turning up, and like, you'd be in like, I'd be like somewhere else and then somewhere here. And then like, you'd be all over the place and money would be landing and be gone and you'd change houses. It'd just be crazy. It'd just be craziness. And so having that time built in to say, no, what I actually want to, what is this? And then perhaps, you know, becoming like attuned to that thing, whether it's a vibrational frequency thing or however it works, but kind of like, I still think of it like a bumper car, and you know the bumper car's there, and then you're attached to the roof of, and so then your car can get there and it's going to bump into some stuff on the way, but you just need to keep sending the signals up of like where I want to head, and it's almost like that will drive you to where you want to go, or some might say bring it to you. But it's a very interesting thing. So what, holding it in your mind, believing it, feeling good about it, actually having having achieved it in your life, that's key to it.
Yeah. Definitely. Like and the point of view about bad things. I do not believe there are bad things in this world, right? That's really my belief. Mm-hmm. And this is like the major key, because things are happening to me. I'm going to tell you my story without, you know, the positive, right? Which is my mindset. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you have to expand. This is the only way you can expand. You have to expand and grow all the time. You have to want new things all the time. This is the way life works. And if you bump into something happening to you, it can be either a disease or a world virus, or, you know, losing your job, and all of this stuff come to you because you ask them to come. Because you need to jump to the next level. So when something like this happened and you keep beating the drums, like Esther is saying, keep beating the drums about what is not good in your life, you're just going to bring more of that. But if you're going to take that and find the essence of what exactly do you want because of what happened, then you are growing, then you're expanding. Yeah.
And so do you feel like, having gone down that meditation path and having been able to stick to it consistently, because a lot of people can feel like they might try it or they've got too many thoughts or whatever else. And even for me, like, you know, I'm not meditating really much at all, but I have found that I can calm down to, because of going through Zen and going and doing lessons and being there, I know how to just stop now and can bring everything to silence, which is really, really lovely. Have you found that by getting that a practice into your life, that it allows you to get calm and maybe calm all of the, you know, maybe the negative thoughts and the different things, so that you can actually, like, well, the thoughts may come, but let them pass and then choose more positive thoughts, or grab the positive thoughts and then start to bring attention to those?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, I'm like, whoever knows me in person, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I have a lot of information in my head. How do you say when you teach yourself everything? There's a word for that, right? When you teach yourself. Yeah, well, yeah. In Hebrew, it's something different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm a self-taught. I'm teaching myself everything that I need all the time. I'm doing that all day. But I can tell you that I never, ever, ever thought that I can quiet my mind, ever. It's like, it was a struggle. The first 3 years, it was a struggle. And then I read something really strong that says, and I cannot remember where, I'm sorry, I used to say from where I'm taking my words, but it says something like, you're not supposed to quiet your mind. Your thoughts will be continuing all the time. So your only power is to focus yourself exactly about what you want. So if your mind wants to focus on music or the words of the guided meditation or a sound or a word, something like that will focus your mind. And in some point, that will quiet your mind. So the effort of quieting your mind, this is like you can't win this war, never. And as much as you do that, the most important thing that I learned from meditation and that gave me the most amazing tool is that I control myself. This is not a machine that control me. My wishes, my desires, my dreams, everything that I am is not my body, right? Mm-hmm. So you have a spirit or a soul inside yourself that is guiding you to the bliss that you are wishing for. But every time that you give your body the weight of it's choosing to sleep, it's choosing to eat, it's choosing, whatever, using to talk, whatever, then you're losing your connection. If you're saying, this is my car, this is my car, and I have the will to choose whatever I want, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the major thing that I found out in meditation, and I'm taking this tool to everything. I stopped smoking 2 months ago. I've been smoking for 25 years. And one meditation I said, what the hell am I doing? Why I'm smoking 25 years, why? Mm. And then I did the work, right? I'm talking about it, I will do a video, I have to do a video about it. It's not hard for me. That people are stopped smoking, they can stand the smell and they have, they eat more and all of that. They're becoming more angry and stuff. I don't have nothing. It's just, I just dropped it. And this is the way that you control your mind to do whatever is natural to you, whatever is easy to you. Yeah.
I like it. I like it. And so if you had to tell us how you define happiness, and are you happy?
Wow, I'm extremely happy. I've never been more happy than right now. And this is like really, really, really inspiring moment for me. Happiness, well, you feel it. It's not something you need to explain to anyone. Every person knows happiness. Every person felt at least one time in his life happiness. And you can always go back to that moment. Do not diminish every moment. You talked about the bubbles, right? The kids' bubbles. So I was driving my car and I had a really horrible day. Like everything was upside down. And then I was driving my car and I thinking in my head, I have to do a good focus to shift my day. So I've been start thinking about things that I like, that I love. And then in one moment, I said, nothing is working. And I remember that bubble. That's why I was smiling when you said before. Wow. And I was driving my car and in front of me, it was amazing. Bubbles start coming out from the back of the car. I said, what? And then I drove next to it because I had to see it. I said, okay, this is, I'm imagining this. Small child, there's like a small gun of bubbles that you keep pushing. And she was like 3 years old and she was pushing and bubbles all around it. And I said, oh my God, I'm a witch. Okay, I can do this. So this is definitely something that that I recommend people to do. To feel that happiness, remember, those small moments that you just feel that your heart is expanding, everything feels better, everything smells better. That's happiness.
I like that. And so, for people that are having a hard time, I guess what it shows is that you can choose to override, right? So the car might be automatic, but it's almost like it's also got a switch and then changes it to manual. You can start to go through the gears, you can put it, you can slow down, whatever it might be. With ourselves, we can change our state. So it's possible for us to think about for a moment, what is one of these moments in our time? Is it a wedding day? Is it a day of your child being born? Is it the first lollipop that you were given when you were three and you remember it, or something? If you can take yourself back to that moment and really immerse in the feeling, it could be in the bubbles coming out of the car and remembering what that's like, seeing the look on the kid's face when the kid's playing with bubbles, but really immerse in the joy of that moment. It again, it's like switching the light on in a dark room. All of a sudden, you change how you're turning up. And so from that moment on, how you're now entering into the world and what you're bringing about, if it's the beating of the drum thing, like you mentioned, I'm not bringing to me more darkness. I'm now actually emitting light, which will no doubt only bring back more light and more positive situations, if not prep me to be able to handle situations in maybe a more energetic and positive way.
Well, you definitely, everything that you said is perfectly right. And we do not have to waste our energy. And this is something that a lot of people are doing. I used to do it sometimes. I am still doing it and catching myself doing it in the process. Do not resist anything. Like nothing. Nothing is, this is like a waste of energy. Just find your good focus. But it's really important for you to stay in that. It's not only thinking about it, it's feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
So is to stay in that moment, to find that moment and then stay. So if someone is going through a rough time, the first thing that I'm doing, like if you know, my clients are sitting in front of me and I cannot go to the process without first cleaning all the energy. So I'm giving homework to my students, to my clients. And the first thing that I'm saying that I can give here is to make a list of all your positive aspects that you have in your life and read one, choose one, whatever, and then close your eyes, breathe, and stay there. Stay there for a few minutes until you feel in your body everything change, that your frequency is changing. Everybody's feeling it. You cannot not feel it, mm-hmm. right? So that mm-hmm. will be your first change. And then think about another one. Until your general energy is shift at that moment, that will be a good time to start the process about creating everything that you want to, because you cannot create a bad mood. So
yeah. I like that. I like the point of not resisting. What you resist persists. So if we're constantly trying to push it, I don't want those things and I don't want more stuff, well, then it's likely that you're going to find more of those things. And maybe, like you were saying, maybe it's sent to you just so that you can level up. Maybe you sent your challenges so that you can get to a point where you're like, well, actually, now I can deal with this thing and I can step up over that thing now and I can continue on. And if I was to, you know, change my mindset or change my state, then it will be new challenges. There's going to be new challenges to face, but it'll be different ones, and you will have moved past those ones and hopefully not to come back again and deal with them again. So I really like that. I like it. And so, you know, when you're having hard times, is that your answer? I mean, if you go back prior to learning this stuff, like what were you doing to get through the hard times pre this? Or is it like, doesn't matter anymore because now you've found this tool, this is what you'll use every time?
Well, the hard stuff are not stopping. I mean, no one should be deluding himself that for all the great teacher in the world, they don't experience bad stuff. Mm. We are all human. We are all in the same place. No one can escape that. We are not supposed to escape that. We are supposed to find those moments and then get the right point of view. I mean, the bad feelings are there. For all of us, I still have them, you know. 2 days ago, I got up in the morning angry. I have no idea why. Mm-hmm. But what I did is not dwelling in that and taking the energy, the bad energy for the rest of my day. I was sitting down, I was meditating, and then I was writing with myself, and then shift, you know. So I'm doing the work. Now, as much as you're going to do the work, that will be easier for you in the next situation that you're at. You know, this is practice. your habit. This is what it is.
I like it. And so it's been quite a transformation. Like if you were to hop in the time machine and go back to 18-year-old Moore, what would the advice be?
Wow. You know, you send the question to me before, because mm-hmm. probably there are people that are more comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
That was really nice from you to do, but I decided that I'm not going to read them because I wanted to be inspired by this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're asking a really big question now. And the only thing that comes up in my head that I would say to myself, you are big. You are a big soul, and do not diminish yourself by anyone from no reason. Shine on. Just shine, you know, don't let anyone turn the switch off. Keep on going with, you know, whatever you felt on, just keep on going.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. That's cool. It's cool. And I like the setting yourself the challenge of just letting it flow too. And anybody that's ever been on a podcast with me would probably know that I very loosely follow the questions that I send. So I appreciate everybody coming on the journey with me once we start talking. But if you were now then to be able to transport and bish time machine all the way to your 100th birthday, and you were to look back now, what do you think that you would like to have achieved?
I would not look back. I would look forward.
103, what's next?
Yeah, what's next? What else can I do? Because the past is the past. I have nothing to do with it, you know? Mm-hmm. The future is exciting to me. The right here, right now is the joy, where you can find the joy. So a lot more fun and a lot more information. I love to learn. And a lot more good moments. Yeah.
I like it. And so if people are listening to this and they're feeling stuck, they're unhappy, they want to live a life that they truly love, they're not sure how or you know, what to do next, what would your tips be for them?
First of all, breathe. Because when we are in stress, we are not breathing probably. So, so breathe deeply, first of all. Second of all, drink a glass of water, because this is really important for your body and your mind to feel, to think clearly. And the third thing that I would say is what I said before, put a box of positive aspect in your life and stay there as much as you can. The last thing that I would say, do not observe reality. If you do not like your reality right now, do not observe your reality. Observe anything else that you have in your mind. Create your reality. Do not observe it.
Now, that's an interesting one. Okay, I wouldn't mind digging into that a little bit more. So I'm somewhere and I'm like, I'm not enjoying my job. And it's like, oh, the job and the boss and the stupid tasks that I've got to do. You know, like, well, I don't know. Well, that could be a good example. But so you're saying, like, let's not bring our attention to those things that are frustrating us right now, somewhat take a step back, at least mentally, and go to a play. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're operating machinery, definitely operate the machinery, like pay attention to what you're doing. But are you saying don't attach your energy to the feelings that are coming out of what you're doing or the things that you're not liking? So help me understand that a little bit more, if we can dig a bit deeper.
Okay, well, you have a lot of things to do during the day, right? Mm-hmm. You have help me with the word
obligations.
Obligations. Yep. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And so all of us have them. So we have the, you know, government, we have to pay the apartment, we have to pay, you know, take up the kids and, you know, all of that. So I'm not focusing myself. I'm doing what I need to be done, but my mindset is somewhere else. It has to be on, Dr. Joe Dispenza said beautifully, be focused on the vision of your future, but you have to have a vision first, right? You have to have something to look up to look forward to. So I have to occupy, like I said before, there's no blank in your mind. It's not a blank page. You have all this thought. There are actually memories from your past because you haven't experienced the future, right? Mm-hmm. So you're basing yourself, everything that you know is on the experience of the past. So I want to live a different future. So if I want to live a different future, I have to put my mind into that vision of the future, right? So I would say, after you either breathing or drinking water or putting time out to yourself, it could be 15 minutes a day, morning, evening, whatever, in your car, in the beginning, I used to do that in the bathroom because I have four kids. So mm-hmm. I did not have quiet time. I would go to the bathroom. I would say to my kids, I have to, do mm-hmm. or two. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sitting there and meditating in the bathroom, just having a quiet time. What happens in that moment that your vibration rises because you gave yourself an attention, you did a good focus, you said, I'm going to control my reality, and you took your time off. And that this is switching everything. And then you can start thinking about vision of the future. So you can write down what I wish to myself, all my dreams, everything. You know, the paper can contain anything that you want to. So you can write as much thing that you want to, just write. And then things will start coming up. I used to want to be a singer when I was a child. I used to sing a lot until I was 18. And I dropped it for many reasons. We're not going to go into that, but it just came back to me like a few months ago during my meditations. So now I'm recording myself singing the vocals on my meditations. Mm. So everything eventually connects to yourself. So you just have to, you know, you said something before about switching the light. Mm-hmm. I know this is something that you use for your personal metaphor, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I want to expand that for you. Mm-hmm. You're in the dark room, but around you, there's light all the time. So all you need to do is open one shade a little bit and let a crack of light go in. But this is the only thing you need to do. And then you open another one and another one until all the light comes into the room. Mm-hmm. But the belief that it's behind it, there is light around your dark room all the time. So all you need to do is let it in. All you need to do. So the first thing that I would say, choose yourself. Not your phone, not your friends, not your family, not your kids. Choose yourself first thing in the morning and let the vision of the future come to you so you can practice it during the day.
That's powerful. I like it. Start the day with yourself. And it's like the oxygen masks that drop out of the airplane. They say, don't put them on the kids because you'll get to kid number three. And it's like, you probably, you're unconscious. You don't even make it to kid number three or four. So you have to look after yourself first, which will give you the energy that you need and what you need to be able to then help others. And then you're being a role model for your kids. I mean, your kids now, I mean, I don't know, in terms of the change, and it sounds like you've always been out there being a great role model and helping people and doing your thing. But like your kids growing up watching you and seeing that you are actually living your purpose and filling your life with passion and bringing things into your life. I mean, that's got to set them up in an environment where they probably have a fighting chance to be able to go and do the same.
Yeah, everyone around you actually affected by that. My closest friends know when they start talking to me like, oh, I have a bad day, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm listening and then I'm saying, okay, you want to continue going that road? Or because I can be there, but, or do you want something else? So we shift the conversation for something else. I do not let people around me keep beating the drum. Actually, I don't have in my personal life. I think this is like a waste of time. So when I hear that in my personal life, I'm saying, listen, don't go there. It's not useful. It's not useful to you. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to get you to the goal that you're planning to, because mm-hmm. the goal of everyone is to feel better all the time. So if this is our goal, if this is my goal, then everything that I do has to come from that perspective.
I like it. Yeah. How has it felt from your perspective then, you know, doing this life mentoring thing, having clients and seeing the shifts that you're creating in their world, you know, what's that been like?
I want to cry all day from joy, actually, because I can see that. I've been seeing that with everyone around me always. Like I'm seeing two steps ahead from the best positive point of view on what they're saying. Like if you're going to tell me right now something bad is happening to you, I can see two steps ahead why it's going to be the benefit of you, why it came to your life and what you can achieve from that situation. I can see that. So what's happening a lot with clients that they are telling me like really bad stuff and I'm sitting in and I'm smiling because I know that situation came into their life to expand, you know, their money situation, their relationship situation, whatever they're going through. And I'm just inspired from each and every one of my clients. I love it. Yeah.
I like it. And so, you know, this has been an incredibly inspiring chat and it has been fun to catch up. And so for people that are wanting to follow, they're wanting to perhaps work with you and where can they follow you? How can they work with you? What's the best way for them to go about doing that?
Okay. So I'm working through Zoom conversation with the whole world. Actually, you can reach out to me, you know, that's the beautiful of network. You can reach out to me through my Instagram page and my Facebook page. This is Morotem, which is M-O-R-A-M-O-R-E. And you can find me, you know, and then reach out. There's a link somewhere that you can connect me either on email or on WhatsApp. And this, you know, just schedule whatever. A lot of people are asking me questions on private. Some of them are going through, they're going through to be my, you know, my clients. But I'm always happy to help to anyone that asks me as much as I can. So
I like it. I like it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to catch up. Certainly has been a fun chat.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
So everybody that's tuned in, thank you so much for listening or watching. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. If you could like, share, tell a friend, comment if you liked a certain bit. But look, I really am wanting to say a big thank you for you coming on the show. And my name's Tom Bell, and I'll catch you on the next episode.